Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for calling Street Talk. When we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 p.m., I am your host, Ms. Ray. We have a few rules on Street Talk. I ask that you all do not use profanity, and I also ask that you all put your phones on mute so that you won't hear other background noises. On tonight, we're going to have an open discussion. Hello. You can reach me by calling 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. I don't have any callers at the moment. What I do want to talk, we can talk live. We go live. We talk about everything that happens in the world, anything that's going on around you. I'm more than welcome to conversate about. I am your host, again, Ms. Reddy. You can call 1-0-982-4126. Okay, last week we spoke about problems and things that's going on in the world. Hello, I'm sorry, we're having technical difficulties. Hello, caller. How are you on tonight? Hello, Live Talk listeners. I apologize for the technical difficulties. On tonight, we're going to have an open discussion. The open discussion, we spoke last week in reference to sales and relationships and things of that nature. And we was talking about how people got along with how people didn't get along with each other, relationships and things of that nature. And on tonight, I wanted to have an open discussion. I don't have any callers online, but I know somebody will be willing to call. You can reach us by calling 310-982-4126. You're on live. We're ready. I have a few people. Hi, Ponytail. Would you like to introduce yourself? Yes, I understand that, but we're on live on Blog Talk. How are you on tonight?
Fine. I'm doing good.
The subject is an open discussion on tonight. Hello, Pieces. I just merged you on because I don't know what's going on, why y'all can't call in.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and speak.
You hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. We're on live on Blog Talk. What do you want to speak about on tonight?
Excuse me. I don't have nothing in mind right now. What is it here? I don't know. You caught me off guard.
I caught you off guard this week?
Huh?
I caught you off guard this week?
I said you caught me off guard. That's, yeah. I had went to a meeting today, a class that I had to go to for my parole deal, and they was talking about it was like relapse prevention. This was a one-time class, But I should have took a while ago, but I just took it. And anyway, they was in there talking about, it was a counselor there. And you know how some of them, she said that she used to be a counselor. And they was asking her, was she that mean then? And she would say she was meaner. But anyway, it was a guy. He was sitting at the front. He had moved to let me in. He said, well, I moved to let the lady in the wheelchair in. So she said, I said move. She wanted him to move. And all she had to do was just ask him to, you know, sit us, you know, sit on the next row because she had to move the table. But some of them do that. They be doing have this job, and they try to treat you so bad. That was just something that crossed my mind. When they're in certain positions, they treat you like you have to do, you know, what they want you to do. Well, let me see if Chris is coming.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but I was just wondering, there was just something that crossed my mind about you in a position to where instead of, you know,
I'm talking about. Go ahead and say it again, I'm sorry.
And I was just thinking about how you be in a position, you have this job, and, you know, she's a counselor, so she's like someone that's supposed to help somebody. But then she was so rude to the guy. And later on in the meeting, you know, she kind of started, you know, talking nice to him and stuff. But he was, you know, he was in a position, you know, you're at the parole office, so you can't really talk bad. But he wasn't accepting her talking to him like that. You know, he was speaking up for herself, you know. And there was a parole officer standing, like, behind the lady, and she was, you know, doing her neck, like, you know, cut it out. Don't even go there with her. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it was just, how do we supposed to act? If you talking to me, you know, in a bad way, you talking to me like I'm down here. And, you know, he didn't like it. So another guy was speaking about something. He was speaking about something. He was just describing it. He said, I lie every day. He said, because, and the way he described it, I kind of understood what he was saying. He said he might be at some. What happened? Hello?
I don't understand what's going on with the switchboard on tonight, you all, but let me hang up and try to call back in, too.
Hello,
Blog Talk listeners. I think we're having a technical difficulties on tonight. Call the number. Is it allowing you to get through? Okay, well, I guess on tonight I'm gonna be speaking by myself because it's not allowing any callers to call in. So we're going to just go ahead and continue the conversation.
She told you.
Hello.
What's up, cuz?
Who's this?
Hello? It's Doughboy.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can
it's
you hear me?
Yeah, this is Doughboy.
What's
up?
This Peaches, this...
Oh, what's up, Peaches?
None case. She not on her yet, is she?
Already?
I guess not. I couldn't hear her. I mean, she was trying to. We tried to call at first, and at first I could hear her talking, but she couldn't hear me.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we're gonna get our topic started late tonight, huh?
I guess so. Well, you got something to start talking.
What we were talking about last week? We were talking about old girl last week, wasn't we?
Yeah.
We're supposed to pick back up on that.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Well, that's fine.
Is she on the line?
I don't think she's on here yet. I don't know if we might be the only. Is anybody else on the line? Hello?
I don't think nobody is.
Mm-mm.
Call her and see what the problem is, and then just tell her text me when y'all on the line.
All right.
Hello, Black Talk listeners. This is Reddy. We were having technical difficulties recently. How are you all on tonight?
All right. Did you hear that, boy?
Yeah, I can hear you all. I can hear you all perfectly now. We were having an open discussion on tonight. What were you saying about what happened at the parole office on today, Ms. Peaches?
Okay, and Dobo wants you to text him when we got back on the line.
Okay, that'll be fine. I'm texting him now.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
There was a 21-year-old guy there, and he was just saying, I forgot what they were speaking on. But he got on the point about it. He say, well, I lie all the time. He said, I lie every day. He say, but what he lied about was, like, say, for instance, you at the driver's license place and somebody sitting next to you, he said, you know, people ask you questions over and over and over. And he said he don't want to be hurting people's feelings. So instead of him, you know, you ask you one question, then they ask you something else. He say, so to avoid that, he'll just tell them, oh, like you say, hey, what you do yesterday or what you do last night or whatever. He say, I say, oh, I went to sleep. And he say, oh, so that should be the end of the conversation right there. You know, and then they were saying, well, you say, that's not healthy all the time. Hey, you could just, you know, tell them. I don't feel like talking. And he said, well, you can't tell everybody that. He said, I'm a little guy. He said, what if I'm just sitting next to somebody that's big and, you know, some guys you can't say you don't feel like talking or you know them, they get an attitude and you don't get mad at you. You know, so I was like, that it's unhealthy for him to lie every day, you know, all the time.
You're saying that he feel like he got to tell a lie because he's afraid of how people's going to perceive him?
He said he don't like, he said he's not antisocial, but he don't like, people's question, I think, you know, getting in his business, asking him questions and stuff, you know, questioning him, you know, to make conversation, just making conversation with people. He say that's not him. He's not what he likes. So, you know, and he say you could tell some people, you could say, oh, well, brother, I don't feel like talking today. Hey, y'all, I'm on the phone. I don't feel like talking today.
Yeah.
Huh? And you might say you don't feel like talking. And some people might, you know, get an attitude about it or get offensive. You know how some dudes be like, you don't feel like talking. You know, so that's why he was saying, hold on.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. You basically say that some people will take it the wrong way if he say that he don't feel like talking today and he feel like just saying, I just went to sleep last night. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't asleep, but it was going to cut the conversation all the way short so he didn't have to deal with anything else.
Yeah, he said sometimes.
Go ahead.
He said because sometimes, you know, you see people will be talking to you, and even if you ignore them, you know, like, say, for example, we sit next to each other, and I'm sitting talking, and you looking towards the wall. Hold on.
Say, y'all gonna get in trouble about that door and stuff. Don't do that. Hold on for a second.
You gonna be sitting, and I turn my head to the wall, not listening to you,
And, you know, people still, you know, are still talking then until you just say, look, I don't want to talk. You know what I'm saying? That's what he, that's how he was trying to put it. You know, he said, you sometimes you could try to even ignore people. And some people still talk, you know what I'm saying? And in order for him not to be bugged, he'll just, you know, just tell a lie.
Yeah, that's unhealthy for him to tell a lie because he don't want to talk to nobody because you have the right to not talk to nobody. You know, if you don't feel like talking sometimes, you be able to tell a person, hey, I just don't feel like talking, y'all, you know, yeah. But sometimes people will keep carrying on a conversation with you, just like I've encountered situations where I've went somewhere and I've spoke to people, you know, and people don't speak back, and I mean, I might get upset because they don't speak back, but at the same time, I have to give it to consideration that maybe they're not having a good day, but sometimes a kind word that you can say to a person can make their day go, you know, way smoother than what it was going, you know, because sometimes people just wake up on the wrong side, you know what I'm saying, on the wrong side of the bed. So
yep.
You don't know who coming into contact with when you're talking to people, and some people carry on with you, make you feel bad, even if you're having a good day. So I understand what he's saying. Like, he just told them he went to sleep, and he felt like, you know, people should just leave him alone. Sometimes
I kind of understood him in a way because he wasn't just lying, just for, you know, he was lying in a way, but still you lay down a line. If it's people that you know and you tell them that, you know, you make up something to tell them all the time, lay down a line when you might need somebody, you really need them, and they're going to be like, oh, he's just lying. You know, they'll feel like that. So I was trying to tell them, I say, well, you never know because it depends on the situation, too. I said, because sometimes you could lie and lie and lie, and then if somebody, he's 21 years old, so right now he might feel like he don't need nobody. But eventually in life, you're going to need somebody, and you never know what for. It could be something else. It could be something.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to need somebody. In life, and like after you told small lies, you know, sometimes people might not even want to deal with you again, period. I mean, that's just a general thing, you know, and that's something that you have to be able to accept, too. Once you've already lied to people and people have caught you in a lie, you got to be willing to accept that people catch you in a lie. I done ran into people that get upset because so many people have caught them in lies, and then when they tell them the truth, people don't even believe them, and I mean, that's just like a... If you go, that was just like when people cry wolf. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day,
and
we see that
it
help. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You can go ahead and want to say.
No, like I said, that's what it came to in the end. The counselor was saying that was just like the boy who cried wolf, and it came to another point of somebody like, I guess his girl. He said she lied, and then his girl is just somebody that he messed with. He say she lie about everything, and all the time he say, but I don't let her know that I know she lying. I just let her feel like she won. He said, and then we were like, huh? Why would you mess with somebody like that? He say, well, it's no feelings involved. It's just somebody I mess with. He say, I get what I want, and I'm okay with it. You know, and it was kind of crazy. That it was kind of funny a little bit. Everybody laughed about it, but still, that lying part. He say, what if, you know, when they call him on it, if they say, you lied to me yesterday. He was like, well, you know, I don't care. You know, so it was like he's just not, I guess he's dealing with people that he don't have no feelings for. You know, he don't care about. You know what I'm saying?
So he didn't care about lying to them, period. Like, it made no difference to him whether he lied or told them the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes no sense. Sometimes people, you know, sometimes people can lie to you, and then, I mean, once you lie to everybody, no wants to talk to you, period. I mean, so at that point, I mean, once he's getting ready to talk to somebody in real life, nobody's going to want to talk to him, so that makes no sense. Hello, we have some new callers. Hello, caller at 4650. Can you introduce yourself, please? If your last phone number is 4. Hi, Erica. How are you on tonight? I'm fine. We're on live on Street Talk. We're talking about, we're just having an open discussion on tonight, talking about lies. And Peaches was sharing a situation to where she was talking to someone, and he said, go ahead and just re-explain it to her, Peaches, because they went online to hear what you were saying.
Oh, no, he was just, it was it's a relapse prevention class, a one-time class. You have to take it for parole or whatever. And anyway, the guy was just, I forgot what they were talking about, but anyway, he was saying that he lied every day, you know what I'm saying? And what he was, how he was saying it, it kind of, after he got explained it, it kind of made a little sense, but it still boiled down to you lying. He said, like, say, for instance, we in a, which the driver's license place, and I'm sitting next to somebody, and they started talking to me, and I might not feel like talking. And he said, you can ignore them and stuff, and then they still keep talking, and then they find, like, they ask you, well, what did you do last night? And he say, he just said, in order for them to leave him alone, he just told him, I went to sleep. So that should be the end of the discussion. Nothing else to be said about as far as that's concerned. And he was just making it to where that was what it was about him lying all the time. And, you know, and I was like, well, it's not healthy, you know, for you lying, lying all the time. Because it's going to come a time in life where you're going to need somebody. And, you know, lied and made up stuff to where nobody's going to believe you. But what it was, he don't like conversating with people, just making conversation. He don't, you know, that's why he just said it and to get you out of
here. Class was based on him telling lies. And so he had to actually go to class about him telling so many lies and that people didn't believe him. So that's a way of life. Like when people lie so much, maybe they get in trouble for the lies. That's why he was very depressed.
Yeah,
I'm
and
sorry.
I say she was saying, you know, it's like, you know, it was, oh, that's what it happened about. Addiction is more than just drugs. Addiction could be, and I say, addicted to lifestyle, or you could be addicted to money. You know, you like money, so, you know, it's a habit.
Okay, so he had an addiction to lies. Go ahead, caller at 5441. I hear you talking. Anonymous, you want to say something? Hello?
Oh, no. I don't know what y'all are talking about. I'm sorry.
We were talking about addiction. Like, people, she was explaining to me that she met somebody at the parole office today, and he was at the parole office, and he was in class about addiction, and his addiction was lying. He lied so much to where he had to actually go to class counseling because he lied so much. And people wanted to know, like, do people really have those kind of addictions? And people really do have those addictions. Some people can't stop lying. And what advice would y'all give a person that can't stop lying?
Pray about it.
And that's what
pray
I said.
About it.
Yeah.
That's all the thing he can do and people can do for him because it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Erica, what do you think? You think, what advice would you give a person that can't stop lying? Erica? Well, I guess she didn't want to talk. Well, only advice I can give to him by me being the Street Talk host, I would say that he should pray and probably gain a little. I should actually give him the Bible where he can go and read the Bible where it says I should not lie, and maybe he can gain a little. Maybe he can gain a little conscience from all the things that he's doing. And maybe he won't lie anymore, and maybe he should practice telling the truth. Somebody around him that knows facts should sit around him. And just basically, every time he lies, maybe he should put some money in a jar or something. Maybe he can do something like that to help him strengthen himself if he actually
hello?
Wants to quit lying, stop lying. Hello, I have a new caller at 4754. Can you say hello?
Hello?
Hi, are you on tonight?
All right.
Okay, we're on live on Street Talk. We're talking about, we're having an open discussion on tonight, and we're talking about lies. People that are going around telling lies. I mean, people have addictions to different things, and one of the callers was saying that she met a guy who was in counseling for lying. Would you like to say anything about what advice would you give a person if they can't stop lying, they have an addiction to lying?
You know, I used to be a heavy liar, you know what I'm saying? But then it's like the little boy that cried wolf, you know what I'm saying? You find out that she, when
people really, I mean, when people really need to come to your help, you know what I'm saying, they don't believe you. So, you know what I'm saying, you get tired of it, and it made me stop lying. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I used to carry on for real.
Okay, when you say carry on, explain to us what you mean. Like, how did you lie? Tell me a form of lying that you done. Share with us.
I used to just tell little lies and big lies, just a lie. You know what I'm saying? I didn't care. You know what I'm saying? I used to just lie. And
do y'all realize? Lies hurt people?
Yeah, I mean, as years progressed, I found that like it was hurting a lot of people in my life. You know what I'm saying? My family, my friends, and everything. You know what I'm saying? And it was also hurting me in the process. You know what I mean? Because people stopped trusting me. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. So what did you do to stop lying? How did you, if somebody was listening on the phone on tonight and they was a liar, in like a child, something like that, what would you tell them and help encourage them to not lie, to tell the truth? Like, what words of wisdom would you give?
There's rewards in telling the truth.
Yes, it
is.
What kind of voice do y'all feel like you get from telling the truth? Encourage a person, somebody
like,
on the line, please.
You know what I'm saying? People start trusting you.
Okay, so people can gain trust. Okay, I agree with that.
And you know what I'm saying?
Do
that's a big key in life.
You say what?
Yeah, couple.
I say that's a key in life, you know what I'm saying? Honesty. It helps you a long way, you know what I'm saying? It helps you not burn bridges and all kind of things.
Yeah, dealing with life, you have to be able to be trusted. So you don't want to go around and everybody look at you as a liar, because
that wasn't doing anything.
Life is built on honesty, respect, and trust. Go ahead, caller.
Liar.
You said what?
I said I don't like liars, but if they lying to tell a story and it's funny, I wouldn't mind it.
You went crazy, okay. Girl.
You said
if you lie
to tell a story. Okay, there's a difference in lying to tell a story. That's called a fairy tale. And, I mean, that's what I call a shenanigan. If anybody that know me know that I call people that say things, I tell them that they're telling a shenanigan. They're pulling a shenanigan. Like trying to pull a wool over your eyes. Trying to pull a wool over your eyes.
Yeah, the shenanigans.
Go ahead.
Okay.
They say they have bodies.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. If a person constantly lies to you constantly and you're accepting the lies, I mean, some people don't even recognize lies when lies are being told. And so at that point, how do y'all feel like a person perceive you if you're constantly lying to them and they're believing the lies that you're telling? I want to go down the road.
What I went through.
To sell your
okay.
dream.
Okay,
I mean,
I have a new
caller. When you got,
go ahead.
When you got your family and your friends instead of calling you lies and you be telling the truth, that'll get on your nerves. That'll break you down for real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you get tired of being called a liar when you tell the truth. So I mean, you might well get used to telling the truth. That'll help you.
But even if you're in a relationship. Go ahead. I have a new caller at 7170. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Hello.
If your phone number ends in 7170, please say hello to Street Talk.
Hello.
Hello. We're on live.
Hi.
On Street Talk tonight talking about lives. Can you introduce yourself and tell us who you are?
Yes, my name is Joshua.
Okay,
name?
Joshua. I'm glad to have you all on, Carl, and we're speaking tonight about lies. A lie can be an addiction, and people are sharing lies with people every day around the world. Have anybody ever lied to you? Have they?
Multiple times.
I'm sorry. Has anybody ever done what?
Yeah, multiple times I've been lied to.
Okay, share one of the lies that a person has lied to you about recently.
The mother of my child, she lied to me and said she was going to take care of some business when really she wasn't going to really do nothing. telling me to come get my son, but it's actually a lie.
Okay, how did you feel when she lied? How did you feel when she lied?
I felt like I couldn't trust her no more. I couldn't trust her anything.
Okay, and people are going through things like that every day. And if with that being the mother of the child, I mean, I know that that scarred you or hurt you in some type of way. Like, what do you do? Like, what did you tell her when you – did you share with her that you knew that she was lying to you?
Yes, I did. I told her, how am I supposed to come to you when you want me to, but you can't come to me and just tell me the truth?
Okay. So what did she say?
How can
like,
I even open up to you?
What did she say to you, like, build your trust? Like, what can you tell a person that's going through the same thing that you're going through? Somebody, another caller on here, can y'all please help him? Tell him some advice that can help him possibly, because I know everybody else is going through some of the things like that, too.
Well, I couldn't hear what his situation is.
Well, to tell you, my baby dad lied to me earlier, and I cussed him out. So that's the only thing I can tell him.
You said cuss him out?
Yeah, my baby dad lied to me so I cursed him out. So that's what he needs to do to his baby mom. Let him know you ain't no baby, please.
I don't think you should go around cussing people out all the time because that's not a positive influence and that's not encouraging him to do the right thing. I think if a person is lying to you, you should let them know that you know that they're lying to you, and then
You're supposed to do that proper way. So you're supposed to talk proper to them, or are you supposed to let them know a harsh way because they're doing a harsh thing?
Okay. if you can recognize that a person is lying to you, I think that you should first tell the person, "Hey, hello. I know that you're not telling me the truth, and you should show them facts." But you should inform them of the facts that you know to let them know that, hey, I'm not to be lied to. I mean, these are the facts, and you told me a story. I mean, that was fairy tale. That was make-believe, you know. And if you have a problem constantly lying, then maybe you should get some help. And there are places out here that can help people.
But you
didn't talk to me,
though. So, I don't
You said nobody can do nothing about a person that's lying. Yes, you can do something about it. You can stand up and you can tell the truth. You can tell them, make them tell you the truth. That we have kids nowadays.
You have to pray for them.
Yeah, you can pray for them. You do pray for them.
Yeah,
that
works.
Pray.
It works for real, because I know, you know what I'm saying, from my own experience, you know what I'm saying, my family and my friends, you know what I'm saying, praying for me, you know what I'm saying, and that's how it broke me out of mine, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, praying is very helpful. You pray for them, but at the same time you pray for them and you continue to make sure that you make sure that they're going to recognize the truth. You're supposed to encourage them on telling the truth. You're supposed to stand up and let them know that they're telling you a lie right in their face. Let them know, hey, you told me a lie. I mean, hey, and you have to deal with that. I mean, have y'all ever been around somebody that recognize all the lies and, like, put it in your face? Have y'all practiced putting it in a person's face when they lie to you?
Put it in the Lord and be through with it, baby. That's all you can do.
Yeah, you give it to the Lord. I'm saying you give it to God, but we're here on earth. And the realistic thing of the matter is you have to continue to pray for a person when they tell a lie, and you encourage them. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You try to do something about you're messing up. That God do it. He God are fixing right.
Hello.
Yeah, God. You're right. God is good. And what I'm telling you, if a person is constantly lying to you and you telling them to read the Bible and you putting the Bible in their face and they're still telling a lie, I'm saying something has to be done to practice the truth. So at some point you have to gain knowledge and make them encourage them. You have to give them some form of encouragement and teach them like take them, maybe take them to church or take them around more positive people or things of that nature, right, so that they can quit lying. Because
well,
lying is a addiction.
A lie, you better go on unless they full of shenanigans and going to keep me laughing. Other than that, I don't need no lie.
And I feel like the only time it's okay to lie, if you're trying to save your life, if you can be being called or trying to get your freedom.
Remember that,
no, it's never, no, never a time that's okay to lie. If you read the Bible, there's no way around. There's no time to lie. You can't tell a lie. A lie is a lie, regardless, no matter how you look at it. A lie is a lie. You can't curve around a lie. A lie is a lie. I mean, there's no reason to tell a lie. Period. I mean, there's no way around it.
Don't clean up in here.
Right. I mean, y'all kind of like some of my family members for real, because like my family members, they used to beat me up and call me liars and everything until I started telling the truth about everything.
Because
they get on your nerves for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. But I ain't gonna lie. I lie for my freedom because I don't want to go back to prison. I wouldn't if I was doing something wrong. Well, I'm not planning on doing nothing wrong. But I'm just saying.
I mean,
saying,
but sometimes
if,
you know
if
what
I
saying,
had to,
mean,
I would.
I don't went to court one time, and he looked in my face and seen I was telling the truth, and he was like, you know what, we go ahead and dismiss this case type of situation. That's a God said that I should not lie, so why lie? You know
true.
So the person said he used to lie all the time. Every time he used to walk up to people, they say, oh, man, here this lying nigga again.
Like a movie again?
I totally agree with y'all on that, because people don't like to feel like when a person lies, you don't encourage the lie. If like people will always know that the person is a liar, so they will go around and. I mean, you'll be scarred from that. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. I didn't hear you. Go ahead. I didn't hear you. Repeat that.
I said, my family kept us saying in our family for a long time, and they still go on. You know what I'm saying? Because a person that lied will steal. You know what I'm saying?
People that lie will steal. A person that lie will steal. I firmly believe in that. And once you start telling lies, you'll start doing other things.
Stealing.
I mean, I don't trust a person that lies. I mean, you trust and respect for a person when they lie to you constantly. And I mean, a lie is a lie no matter how you. No matter how you try to sugar it up, no matter how you try to decorate it, I mean, a lie is just what it is.
I don't know, you know what I'm saying, but me as being an ex-professional liar, you know what I'm saying, lying is stressful. Because you got to come up with a lie to cover up, a lie to cover up, another lie to cover up, that lie to cover up, another lie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're
right.
You
stressed
lie you
told,
you
be
forgot it.
You be stressing like a motherfucker, like, I mean, excuse my French, stressing like, man, say, I done lied that much, you know what I'm saying? And then you don't see God, what you got to say.
Yeah, I understand what lying is very stressful. It can put a whole lot of stress and age on your life, and you don't want to do
yep.
that. I encourage all people to tell the truth, because if kids get wrong person lying, what if kids want to lie to
right. you? And God said we're supposed to grow the children in the way that they should grow, you know what I'm saying? And we can't grow the children in the way that they should grow by lying to them. You know what I'm saying?
And have you ever met
it's okay to lie.
Like, have you ever met a person, like she said, this one man was in court and he had to go to he had to go to classes because it was an addiction for him. Lying was an addiction. You know what I'm saying?
It
and that's
is.
Addiction. Lying is addiction. A person can stand in your face and lie. No remorse, no feelings. And, I mean, at some point, if you're a liar, you should know. I mean, some people cannot. Some people lie themselves. And that's a sticking point. That's unhealthy. That's a mental disease, you know? Do y'all agree or disagree?
I agree.
Okay.
You can only lie so much and get by with so many things, though.
For real, though, you know what I'm saying? And another thing I learned, you know what I'm saying, from being an angry liar, you know what I'm saying? Niggas be wanting to kill a liar. For real.
Mm-hmm. And you know, they say if you lie, you cheat, you'll steal.
For lie. For real, and it's the truth. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
My grandma and them shit told you that in the beginning. All folks tell you they don't like liars.
You know what I'm saying? People in my family, we don't like liars anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, we got a lot going on. But our family, you know what I'm saying, I got to be honest with each other because, you know what I'm saying, one mess up, you know what I'm saying, I mean, it is what it is. You lie,
lie, affect everybody like a domino effect.
Domino effect, y'all already.
You feel like she said earlier, you know, you tell one thing, you got to make it repetitive, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'll keep going.
I agree with you. Go ahead.
And that's the stressful part. You're stressing because you can't remember the first one you told.
All the lies that you done told.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know what I'm saying? You get a bunch of gray hair in your head. You so much. Like, didn't you tell me this? And you be like, oh, I showed you. They really told it out, sir. They're the truth now.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you used to tell a lie or do something back in the day, and it'd be here for a long time. Now the lie comes, it services itself.
And then, you know what I'm saying, your family and stuff, they ain't gonna back you up, you know what I'm saying, when they really, you really need something to back you up because they can see you lying, you know what I'm saying, they be like, nah, nigga,
nah,
you gotta
I ain't gonna
cross up.
Nah, it's such a way of getting some bad information. Somebody told you that you spoke on it, you didn't know it was a lie, but you said it. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I be like, I tell people, be like, man, I heard that. I be like, don't tell me that. Because you gossiping. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me you heard nothing.
Yep.
You wasn't Yeah, I'm going to give it to you real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie to you. Sometimes I get involved with something. I be like, I don't even want to say who told it. But it was like, hey, man, you know, I got this from this bird. You feel what I'm saying? Because I ain't the type of person to tell stuff. I get caught up in stuff. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. I done told some lies here and there myself, but didn't know, think it was a lie with the truth, but the other person turned it into the lie.
Yeah.
Ain't go a whole lot of ways, you know what I'm saying? But if you constantly tell this lie every time somebody see it, be like, ah, that nigga ain't gonna do nothing, tell a lie.
Yep.
You know for it. It's like being a thief, you know what I'm saying? Don't watch that nigga, he can steal from. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Man, I'm just being real. You know, I was listening to the whole conversation. I was just texting somebody, so I put my phone on mute. But I'm listening to a whole lot of stuff. Lying is like an addiction to using drugs. You know what I'm saying? You don't lie to yourself. That's when you go crazy.
Yeah.
I can lie to a lot of people every day of the week, but when I lie to me, then you start making yourself believe, then you know you got a problem. You ain't going to
do what else, though? But you know what else, though? I found out for myself, you know what I'm saying, being an ex-liar. Like, lying, it stops you and it holds you back from progressing in the future.
Yeah, that's true, too, because ain't nobody going to want to mess with you.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you
y'all
like
that.
You
get
out of
the next
way.
Y'all are totally correct. And in the Bible, in Proverbs 12:22, it says, the Lord detests lying lips. He likes to keep a truthful. And it also says, that the righteous hate what is false, but the wicked brings shame and disgrace. And it talks about lies, and God does not like lies. Lies are not profitable. God does not like lies.
You can't advance. You can't advance. That's like I was explaining to somebody. And I don't mean to cut you off, because I'm going to show you. Ooh, I'm going to go rich. Let me show you something. I told somebody this other day.
God tells you either you're going to be hot or cold, right? There's no middle seat in none of this, you know what I'm saying? So either you're going to be for me or against me. You know what I'm saying? I can't accept no BS because I'm telling you what I'm about from the beginning. He tell you I'm the truth, I'm the light. So that's what I am is what I expect of you because I made you in my own image.
Yes, you're correct.
You see what I'm saying? That's just what that is. You know what I'm saying? You can't keep on going around telling people something. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to feed you a sack of worms, and I know you don't eat them.
Yeah.
That's just like
right.
this. We all know this. We've been running the streets forever. A person will get you loaded before they'll feed you.
Okay.
And which is the honest to God truth. And you think that's backwards. You like, you don't want to give me nothing to eat, but you'll give me loaded? That should turn a light on your head. That's just crazy.
The person won't get you high.
Yeah, they won't feed you, but they'll get you high. That's just the truth.
After people ask her to feed you, and that's sickening. You don't want a person that'll do that to you, and you're not supposed to be around that. But it goes on. I mean, It's just the company you keep. You should go around more positive people. When you say things of that nature, if you're hungry, you need to go around positive people. If you're finding yourself lying, you're spreading lies and spreading negative energy. If you feel negative energy around you, I encourage you to go around something.
I go right quick.
Yeah, and
I go right quick.
I encourage you all to continuously read your Bible. And I encourage you to do what the Bible teaches. And I mean, like I said, lying can be an addiction. It's a disease. And sometimes people cannot help it. And the people that cannot help it, you try to encourage them. You try to go get some help from the people that surround them. If you're around people, you lie to you. I try to tell them the truth. And so. On tonight, I appreciate you all for calling in. We have 6 minutes left. Do anybody want to make any kind of announcement of that nature?
Okay. One thing I say, man, as long as we keep on going, this is gonna get, it's gonna keep progressing. That's something I got to say.
Yeah,
you're helping everybody with a different likely situation every week.
Yeah.
So I thank y'all for all y'all encouraging words and the good friendships.
All right.
I'm going to go find me something to eat, y'all.
Okay.
All right, good people. Those boys out.
All right. All right. Bye.
Hello?